Wow. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Wow, wow, wow. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Yes.
Good everything.
All of that.
All of that.
All of
this
that.
Is a Novo Combo podcast. I'm Veronica Vo, and I'm joined by Harrison No. He's that way as I'm squeezing in.
You're right. Congrats.
Wow. Yes. You did it. Finally. And we're both here just to want to talk about anything that ranges from animated comics, but also we're trying to clean up our never-ending backlog. Which never happens here.
No.
Usually.
No.
Usually never happens here. Yeah, yeah.
Keep getting new stuff. But also,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because also some people would say it's two people conversing.
Like Nova Combo and GBO Combo spot right above my head.
Wow.
Right there.
Genius.
Weekly validation. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, it's great. Beautiful. But you can watch every episode on YouTube or listen to it as a podcast by searching Nova Combo on your podcast service of choice. We're everywhere. Anywhere. Everywhere, just search it up. That's all. And in this episode, it's week 7 of our news dumpy. So it's Valentine's Day week, Super Bowl week. So, you know, February 11th through the 17th. As usual, you don't need to watch anything. We don't usually spoil too much news.
Should it? Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But let's get into pop culture. It was a Super Bowl weekend. Super Bowl Sunday, the Chiefs won. It was Chiefs versus 49ers. My husband's a Chief hater because they've gone way too much in these past like 5 years.
Yeah.
This is their third Super Bowl win, but second back-to-back because they won last year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think you like football.
It was the third? Really?
It is their third because they won in 2019.
Oh my god.
Or 2020. One of those. Yeah. Or he started in 2019.
Okay. That's all I was wondering. I was like, is it okay?
No, but he did. It's three.
Okay.
It's his third one. Okay. Yeah. I just don't remember which year he won because there's 1 year he didn't get to go to Super Bowl.
Okay. That makes sense. Yep. Third. Okay.
But anyway, lots of Swifties. Watching football, which I admire, actually. It's pretty cool.
No, it's actually cool. I think that's really cool, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think people who are, like, super, like, Swifty hate, like, Taylor Swift hater, she's only on for, like, less than 0.5% of the game. Each game. And I don't know why.
And it's not, like, they only, like, showcase her on, like, you know, on the cam, right? They show everyone else. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. You know, she's just there being a supportive girlfriend.
Yeah.
Praise her for doing 3-night concert in Tokyo, flying out, and, like, being able to party and to be
down
there.
That beer.
Yeah.
Dang.
But, I mean, lots of Super Bowl commercials, trailers. We did Deadpool.
Yep.
Just saying.
We did.
We sure did. But yeah, that's the only thing for pop culture. I think like Super Bowl really took over for the week. And it was Valentine's Day. So.
Yeah, not much, but that's. Not much else. That's commercial.
That's true. let's get to anime. Haikyuu, the dumpster battle, is now in theaters in Japan. So, it has had good ratings so far.
Dang.
Which is surprising.
Is
we'll
it?
See. I mean, apparently the animation's back to season 3.
See, that was going to be my guess. I didn't want to say it and jinx it, but I had a feeling because it's movie budget, right?
Yeah, so, it's movie budget. Yeah.
I'm sure they could do it.
Obviously, we started this new series, the Haikyuu series. We did. But Harrison is not, like, here yet. So he's
I'm not fully caught up.
He's not fully caught up. So I'm excited when he gets here just to see if he can be as upset as I was at this news or maybe perhaps the opposite.
Yeah, it's fine. I have no preference right now.
Yeah, you have no preference.
I'm iffy, but no preference.
Yeah, exactly. Detective Conan has a movie. It's called The Million Dollar Pentagram and scheduled for April 12th in Japan. I didn't know the show was still going, but I think it's longer than One Piece.
Oh, dude, yeah. Like, yeah. This and, like, three other shows are longer than One Piece.
Yeah.
One Piece is just, like, the longest, like, recent show.
I think recent, right? Okay.
And we say recent using that term very loosely.
Recent as in, like, 20 years ago. 20 years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a movie coming out, which is pretty cool. Let us know how it is, what your thoughts are. We don't both watch Detective Conan, I don't think.
I think I get enough of the memes that it's, like...
Yeah.
It's funny enough. Me too. Like, yeah. I think the only... I can't remember how many guys... Or shot like the how many bad like guys in a sense, but they've only uncovered I think like maybe one or two, and it's been and it's been going this long, and it's really funny.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah, I was like,
I thought it was one, and I was like, oh,
maybe it is one. No, two. It could just be one, and they're working on, and the joke is two happening. I don't know. Let us down and let us know down in the comments like the hell's going on. But yes,
if you're a fan, just let us know. Comment down below. Black Butler public school arc is scheduled for April 13th. I'm excited. I think your wife is excited. Your brother is excited if he didn't skip some arcs. He hasn't watched like the other ones yet. But well, I'm really excited. It's back.
I guess I got confused. This one I never got into because one, I just didn't. And then two.
Yeah.
I think it's my brother's fault. And like... making it confusing. Well, no, not really confusing. No. It's just like he's told me, not that it's confusing. He told me like, and I'm mixing this up maybe with something else.
Okay.
Like, some things are canon, some things are not. This is kind of a drag. This is not, like, it's.
No, that sounds like Black Butler.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because it's kind of like Blue Exorcist where I think they diverted from the manga.
That's what I
remember. So there's like. There's like a season where you can just watch half of it. Uh-huh. And then there's like some movies where you just watch like parts of it. And then the others are anime. But this is like going back into the anime, like this arc. So that's why people are super excited about it.
Yeah. Nice.
Including your brother who's not caught up. And he actually listens to this, so he's gonna...
He's gonna give you an earful after.
It's fine. It's fine. Have you seen this Date Alive season 5? There's a season 5.
Yes, I haven't seen it, but I know of it.
Yeah, it's coming out April 2024. Lots of stuff coming out April 2024. So I just did not know this was they had a season 5, but this is kind of like an idol anime esque.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I know it's a. I remember it was from a light novel and it was like romance and all this stuff.
So it tracks.
Yeah. I remember this being back like 2015, 20, maybe a little earlier than that even.
Yeah. So. We'll see. Season 5. Maybe I should watch it then. Maybe I should start.
Who knows? Should I go for it? I haven't watched it, but I know what it is.
A condition called Love anime is also scheduled for April 2024. I just wanted to put this one out there. Out there for the world, go find your love.
How timely.
Yeah, I know.
Valentine's week. That's okay,
big brain it. You're welcome. But there's actually other news that I'm just gonna let Harrison take over.
She's dumping it on my lap on this one.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Oh boy. All right. First off, we're going to handle Marvel stuff because there's a bunch. Actually, a bunch.
Yeah.
But we'll start off with the most obvious one. Madam Web is in theaters now. And.
sure is.
It's in theaters. We haven't watched it, but we were talking about this before we started recording. And I think I agree with you. Veronica was saying how you. At this point, we've been hearing how bad it is, like, how I've seen people apologize for having reviews bashing on other movies.
Like, Morbius. That are,
yeah, they're like, even Morbius is better, and they're like, I apologize for, like, ragging on this movie.
Yeah.
Madam Web is the worst. I was like, oh my god. And it's funny, because you could tell with the press tour, too.
Dakota was not having it.
Dakota does not care. And I'm all for it. It's hilarious. Me too. I think I saw one where she was like, they're asking about the cast members. And I think she's really just like making sure she's like distance. She's like, yeah, three of them really bonded. And then there's me. I was like, oh.
But I think for her, it's just like, it's a job, right? They're co-workers. So I think that's like my take on it.
That's it. No.
But do you think they're like, she's like hands off?
I guess some people can be like that, but it's like, it is kind of odd when you're filming for that long. And if you have that much screen time together, that if you're still just treating it like low-key co-workers, sure. Some people have claimed age and all that, but that's kind of BS too, because you've seen other actors that are older dealing with younger people that have bonded. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's BS.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's my take, but also like, they filmed this like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
About, so, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I agree. I want to see this movie so badly, just so I can just react.
But I also feel like I don't want to change as a person that much.
Yeah, me too. And I don't want to pay like $10 to sit in a movie theater where I know I'm going to hate the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like if I already have, it's bad.
I'll wait for it to come out on Netflix or wherever it's going to go. Wherever.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
I may not even watch. I don't care enough. I have no faith in any of this. And it's funny because it's Marvel, but it's bad enough that people are like, it's Sony.
Yeah. My husband was like, is this part of the MCU, like Spider-Man? And I'm like, no, 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 no. It's part of Marvel because it's under Marvel license, but Sony produces it, so it's not Marvel at the same time.
It's like yes and no. It's like yes, like 10%, maybe 5%.
Maybe 5%, yeah. No, barely. Because it's Sony.
Yeah. It's using the property. Oh, man, dude. I heard.
Yeah.
I think if you watch our trailer action, like, I was kind of interested in how they're going to spin things. But with how they were going, not surprised.
Yeah. No. Not at all.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Let us know down in the comments if you watched it. And if you're okay. That's real. Yeah. I just wanted to check in on you.
Checking in here.
Dude, first look at the Fantastic Four. They just dropped that like picture.
Yeah.
And it's starring Pedro Pascal, because we've reported on this. Mm-hmm. Joseph Quinn, Evan Moss Backridge, and then Vanessa Kirby.
Yep.
So that's gonna be Pedro is gonna be Mr. Fantastic. Joseph is gonna be Johnny Storm. Evan is gonna be the Thing, and then Vanessa is gonna be. Oh my god.
What's her name again?
Invisible Girl. Why can't I remember all of a sudden?
Why can't I remember?
No, because I keep seeing her as like the other character in I realized where she was from. Vanessa Kirby's from
Yeah, The Crown.
Yes, that's where I found
Mission Impossible?
That is also important. Yeah, totally. Oh. No, I remember her from like the freaking Rock movie. Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't remember her from that. I just
I
know
don't
her
know why. No, it was weird. I don't know why. But no, Invisible Woman. Yeah, I was not crazy.
Okay.
What would I say? Yeah, it's fine. But dude, that was such a random drop.
They dropped it the day of Madame Web came out.
So funny. But yeah, it's gonna be in theaters July 25th, 2025.
Yeah.
Same month. As the Superman Legacy. Dude, we're having a Marvel versus DCU. Or DC again. I don't want to say DCU. It's great.
I know.
I can't
I'm
wait
excited.
For this.
I'm excited for July 2025.
Give me the competition.
Give me the competition again.
Because again, I think it's this whole Fantastic Four is going to be big enough that I think people will run out to watch it. Otherwise, everything else MCU right now is just kind of like, meh?
Yeah.
Except, I mean, there's one other thing that I'm excited for, but we'll bring that up. But that's coming out this year. But before that, but yeah. Dude, are you excited for this?
I actually am. Maybe next year we'll revive on our superhero stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, but I don't want to get my hopes up. But I am excited.
It could start sometime soon. Who knows?
I am excited about Fantastic Four. It's actually, I love the original so much.
Yeah.
The one with Chris Evans. He played Johnny so well.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited.
Do you, Joseph Quinn is from Stranger Things, right?
Stranger Things, yeah.
What? I know he's from there, but.
That strange, like, hippie kid, I think. But he just has such, Joseph Quinn, he's like a good looking guy. But to, I don't know about you, but do you think he's like hot enough to be Johnny Storms?
Dude, I'm not here to shame people. What are you talking about?
Because I'm thinking about is Chris Evans. So I'm like,
No, I think it was that moment for me personally where I just, when I saw him, I'm like.
I thought he was going to be the thing. Because.
And me too. And then I saw Eben, and I was like, no, he's the thing. Yeah, he's the thing because he's older.
Yeah.
And obviously, we know. It was weird because I saw the comment on one of them. One person, the top comment was like, yes, finally. I was like, he's perfect. I'm like, is he?
I guess.
But I'm like, you know what? I'll just let him act. I don't know. I can't
say right now. Let the script go. And
I'll let the script. Yeah, I'll let the script speak for itself. Yeah. But off the bat, I want to say even Pedro, so him and Pedro are kind of, I can't fully see it still.
I'm excited about Pedro.
I'm excited though. Pedro, I'm excited because I know he's a good actor. That's the thing. Yeah. So.
I think Vanessa's the perfect girl to take over after Jessica. Yes.
She looks great. Yeah. It's good.
Perfect. It's good.
I think she was even fan casted at some point.
She was like 2 years ago. They were fan casting her hard.
Yeah. So.
They were fan casting Pedro too after John.
I didn't even know that.
For a little bit.
I thought if they did it for a little bit, it was just with the hype. Like with the whole Pedro like and everything.
Yeah.
Like but Daddy Pedro and everything. Which is fine. But
manifested it all around.
Yeah. Because I know some people online were like, why is Pedro being put into everything? And then the easiest comment was counter is like, he's actually a good actor. It's fine. He is. So it'll be interesting.
It will.
X-Men 97, streaming on Disney Plus March 20th.
This came out of nowhere.
This came out of nowhere.
I thought this was going to come out at the end of the year.
I saw that ad. I was confused. I actually, some reason, was like, oh, yeah, why? They're promoting, like, I thought it was just going to be a quick tease, blah, blah, blah. And then, boom. I was like,
me too.
We could have done reaction, but I think we already, like, at that point, I think
we accidentally saw it because I was like, huh?
Yeah, I think that's why. I was just like, I didn't expect anything of it. And then I was like, oh, shoot, that is. I'm excited because it's continuation.
I'm excited too. Yeah.
I still don't know about the animation. And it's just the what if style, right?
Do you want to hear a fun fact about the animation studio? Yeah,
what's up?
It's actually the same studio that did the Superman, the My Superman Return. Or My Superman Adventure. Adventures Somewhere Superman.
Really?
Yeah.
But it looks like they still have the...
It looks like it has the what if, like, outline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still don't know how I feel about that sometimes. But yeah, it doesn't look as bad as... Or I say bad. I think it looks better. I think they're getting better. I think that's also the other thing. Yeah. I think the studio is getting better about that stuff. But if it's specifically like the studio that did work on that or on My Adventures with Superman, I've seen some side-by-side comparisons now of like the characters and I'm like, it feels downgraded, but...
Oh, yeah. I know which one exactly you're talking about. Because you said downgraded and I was like, ah, my mind went there. The silence. I just needed the silence after that.
Let me know down in the comments if you can guess which one I'm talking about.
He's pleading the fifth. It's fine.
And there was one trailer that we did review, and we mentioned Deadpool.
Yep.
That you said, is Fantastic Four gonna be the time? I was like, it may be the second blip, but the first blip will be this year.
Deadpool.
Dude, I am ready. Cannot wait.
We will be watching that in July.
And then one year later,
we'll be watching
Fantastic. Is there anything else in between, MCU-wise?
Thunderbirds is next May.
Man, and they don't have Deadpool in that, which is weird. Which is really funny.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Secret reveal is going to be at the end of his movie. That's going to be like the cameo. They couldn't say he's in it until now. Watch.
Yeah.
That's my bet. A lot of Marvel. That was a lot of Marvel.
Sure was.
DC?
Nothing.
That's about it. Yep. So, unfortunately. It's fine. But we do watch other shows and movies, though. Right?
We do.
We do. Because, did you hear? Love is Blind Season 6 has arrived on Netflix.
Yes!
I didn't notice it initially in the docket. I only saw Invincible. Anyway. And then that's what I was like, when did that... Yeah, I know you started.
I did. I'm almost caught up.
Damn.
But, I mean, they're releasing more episodes next week, so...
I saw... So, it's not fully weekly anymore, huh?
No, they,
It was, like, six and then, like, three and then yeah, one. Or yeah. The finale, right?
Yeah, and, like, yeah.
With how they're dropping. Reunion.
Yep.
That's, like... I guess they're trying to keep it...
I mean, this Netflix is already style. Filmed, like, a yeah. year ago, so...
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So... That'll be fun. I mean, I know my wife will be watching, like, after exam, so.
They're so toxic. It is so toxic.
And usually it's not. Is it not? It's usually it's not that.
It's messy. It's so messy. It's so fun to watch.
But there's a first look at Invincible Season 2, Part 2. And the rest of the season premieres March 14th on Prime Video.
Excited. Dude,
that's exciting because
yes.
I need to start it. But I think four episodes drop, so I think I'll watch it like weekly beforehand.
Starting this week, yeah.
Yeah. Starting this week. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That is correct. Or I'll just binge all four just because all of a sudden I'm like, wow, this is really cool.
The weekend before.
Yeah, I was going to say, do I just binge it the weekend before? Yeah.
I don't know. Just do that.
I'm debating. We'll see. Yeah. New trailer of Godzilla. Okay. Godzilla Kong, the new empire? Or is it Godzilla X Kong?
Godzilla. I was just going to say Godzilla Kong because it's kind of like Spy Family.
It's like Hunter too.
Yeah. Or Hunter.
Some people say Spy X Family. No, I'm just kidding. Some people
have stopped. My eye twitches.
Yeah, it's. That's cringe. You're right.
Yeah.
But that trailer's been released, and it's going to be in theaters March 29th.
This whole monsterverse.
Sidebar. Veronica sent the trailer, and I forgot that. She's like, hey, trailer react? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. And I just forgot. Yeah.
And we just forgot.
Yep. We did one and not the other.
Yeah, I know.
I did hilarious. The important one. It's fine.
You're right.
And then... the final season of The Umbrella Academy. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Releases on August 8th on Netflix. What season is this?
4 or 5?
I can't remember. I haven't kept up since 3, I think.
Me too. We stopped at the same
point. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I actually forgot 4 came out. Because 4 did come out. 4 came out. Yeah.
In awkward time, I think.
Yes. And... there was a cliffhanger at the end of 3 that I'm like, oh, I should have watched right away. But I think Umbrella Academy was one of those, like, it was super hyped up. Not saying that it's overhyped. I'm just saying at the peak of its hype, I still didn't really watch it yet. I think I watched it, like, a little bit after.
Yeah. I watched it first, and then I recommended it. And then I just stopped.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you were one of the people that recommended it. That's true. Yeah. So, God. That's everything on my end that I know of. Yeah.
Me too.
You too.
Wow. Short week.
Short week. But meaty. Like, there's a lot of stuff dropping. Mainly Marvel.
Yeah. Lots of Marvel.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Is that all you have? That's all I have.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all of our socials at Novo Combo and Govo Combo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below. What have we missed for the week? What did you do during Valentine's week? Did you watch the Super Bowl? How do you feel about Madam Web? Let us know. Also, subscribe, like this video. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.